8月8号08节，08年啊，这是历史的一刻。
So, 2008 AOA, August 8th, that's a historical moment.
不是88节。
It is not Papa's Day, Father's Day.
我们知道这是奥运在中国揭开序幕的这个日子。
So this is a day that picks were open in China.
从这一天开始呢，接下来16天，北京成为一个世界注目的焦点。
So the following 6 days, Beijing becomes the focus of the world.
这个奥运呢，可以追溯到这公元前766年开始。
So the Olympic Games started in 776 BC.
那到了这公元394年是一个段落，在这当中已经经过了1168年。
Until 394 AD, so the ancient Olympics went through 1168 years.
在那1000多年当中，他们举行了293届。
So there were 293 Olympics.
以后呢，我们有这个所谓的现代奥林匹克运动。
But now the modern Olympics.
那到今天也有100多年了。
Also has lasted over 100 years.
那这已经变成世界最规模最大的最隆重的一个体育盛事。
So this has become the largest and the most attended sporting event.
我不晓得我们当中有多少人都看了这个奥林匹克的这个开幕仪式。
I don't know how many of you watched the Olympic Games
一半哦，全部都看过了。
Opening ceremony.
那假如你看过的话，这些图片对你来说应该不是很陌生。
So then you'll be familiar with these images.
Okay, 那我们看到他们很多人买票哈，就是为了可能是一生就只有那么一次的一个机会。
You see that many people work so hard to get tickets because this is a sort of a once in a lifetime opportunity.
这个地球也是象征着一个合一这样的一个。
So, the globe represents the unity of the world.
那是放烟火了，那都没什么。
And fireworks.
那这个我不知道你们对这有没有什么印象？这是那个书卷，一开始的时候就文艺的那部分，它就可以打开那个书卷。
And screen, upper left corner, that's the scroll.
那这是什么？你们不是都看过啊？活字印刷，很有意思。活字印刷。
And that's printing of Chinese characters.
活字版的印刷。
Okay.
那这个呢？这是什么？郑和下西洋。
And this is went into ocean.
那这个呢？孔子跟他3000子弟。
This is,
你们看，你们知道他在演什么吗？
And
那这个和平鸽，那最后那个和平鸽。
This is the dove.
那这是什么？绿色的那个鸟巢啊。
This is the bird's nest.
那这个呢？这个人开始去点那圣火，他点圣火很特别的，是飞在空中这样子。
So this is the process of lighting up the Olympic torch.
最后他就从这个旁边这个地方，从这个地方开始点，让那火就从那边烧上来，然后就烧上来这全部地方。
So you can see how the light was, fire was lighted, lines of fire.
Yeah, 我看到这些东西的时候，我觉得很有意思。
So after I saw this, I thought it was very interesting.
我想。这个奥运的存在呢，可以给它关掉了。这奥运存在有它一个明确的一个宗旨的。
I thought there are special meanings and specific meanings of the Olympic Games.
那我相信这不是只是热闹一场而已。
I don't think it was just a feast.
那我在看这个的时候，我就想到我们教会的存在其实有一个明确的宗旨。
So that reminds me that the existence of a church also has a special and specific meaning.
那我们在教会里头，会章的第一，这个我们有一个教会的会章，会章第一章的第二条那边就告诉我们教会的宗旨是什么。
And in our constitution, the constitution of our church, chapter one, second one, item.
那在那地方，他告诉我们说，我们教会的宗旨呢，是在联合基督徒崇拜神。
So it says that the purpose of this church is to unite all the Christians to worship God.
我们是要实践基督徒的生活。
To practice Christian life.
我们宣扬耶稣基督的救恩。
To preach salvation of Jesus Christ.
那推动南湾地区这华人的福音工作。
And preach the gospel.
所以我们可以，个人跟家庭都能够得到全备的救恩。
So that individuals as well as families can receive a complete full salvation.
透过这样的这些的活动来促进神的国度。
And to advance the kingdom of God.
希望能够普及到全世界。
And to the world.
我们迎接主的再来。
To receive the Lord.
所以在这个宗旨底下呢，其实我们有一个很清楚的目标，或者说我们的一个标杆。
So under this constitution, we have a clear goal.
就是我们这里不是只有来这边敬拜而已。
We're not here just to worship God.
我们不是只有这个信了主就好而已。
It's not just to receive the salvation.
我们更是有一个目标，是要让人跟使人能够跟我们同得这个福音的好处。
But so that all people can share our blessings.
那保罗呢，是一个福音的使者。
Paul was an ambassador of the gospel.
我们看到他常常用这个运动赛跑来做这个，当做这个比喻来跟我们劝勉。
So he often used the parables of competition, the games, to encourage us.
勉励这个基督徒，我们要传福音。
And he encourages to preach the gospel.
我们要去得那个奖赏。
To receive the reward.
那我不晓得保罗他有没有参加过古奥运的这个古时候的这个奥运呢？
Of course, I don't know if Paul had ever attended the ancient Olympics.
我发现，在他的这所谓现代的这个奥运里头的其中一个精神呢，就是那个竞争原则的精神呢，在他的传福音的思想里面呢，这个表露出来。
But the principle and the spirit of the competition, even in the modern Olympic Games, is rather is reflected through Paul's epistles.
所以当我在看这奥运开幕的这个典礼的时候，给我一个启发。
So as I was watching the opening ceremony, it helped me. It enlightened me.
我觉得我们作为一个基督徒，我们要拿出这样奥运的精神，或者说保罗的精神，我们来传福音。
So as a Christian, we ought to have this Olympic spirit or spirit to preach the gospel.
我们可以每年来展开这个年度的南这个在南湾地区的福音的运这个奥运。
So every year we can start a South Bend's Olympics.
我们要向着这个人能够得福音，我们可以得奖赏这样一个标杆来直跑。
So we should press on toward the goal, and the goal is to share the blessing, to share the gospel with others, and to receive the reward.
我想这里一个关键是说，我们怎么样能够向着这样一个标杆来直跑。
So the critical question is how do we and how can we press on toward that goal?
那保罗说他，我奔跑不像是无定向的。
And Paul says, excuse me for a minute. Paul says, I do not run like a man running aimlessly.
也就是说他为了要达到一个目标。
And that is to say that in order to achieve a goal,
他说我是有一个计划，有方向的这个在预备，在前进。
I have a plan and I have a direction to which I'm moving towards.
所以跑向这个标杆呢，第一件事情就是我们要用心的来筹划这个预备。
So to reach the goal, the first thing is we must mindfully prepare.
那我相信每一件事情成功的背后都是有代价。
I'm sure all successes come with price.
北京奥运的成功，我相信不会是一天促成的。
I'm sure the success of Beijing Olympics is not done in one day.
他们这个成功呢是有目共睹的。
And their success is well noted.
不是因为我们是中国人，我们就自吹自擂。
It's not just because we're Chinese, so we boast about the success of Beijing Games.
那这高国际奥运会主席呢？啊，他称赞这个北京这7年来他们的筹备工作。
The president of IOC praised the preparation work of China in the last 7 years.
他说他个人呢，还有这国际的这个奥委会，还有这个北京的奥委组，啊，他们一起准备7年。
He said he himself and also the Olympic Commission, the Games Commission, and the Beijing Olympic Committee, all together, they worked very hard for the last 7 years to prepare for this.
他们做了一切必要的工作,
and they have done everything necessary.
那个法国的总统呢，他也是第一次代表在这个。 欧盟轮值的主席的身份来出席。
So the French president, he attended the opening ceremony as president of European Union.
他也是对这7年来奥运的这个筹备工作的，我们中国做出这巨大的努力呢，表示敬意。
So he also paid respect to all the hard work in the
然后他相信这世界各国会被我们这种汇众一心啊这样一种坚强的意志，那还有这个中国人民好客呢所感动。He
said he believed that the entire world would be touched by this unity and of all Chinese people and their hospitality.
其实我们看这个奥运的这个节目很精彩。
Actually, the games, the program, the opening ceremony is very exciting.
所以，但是几个小时，短短几个小时呢？其实他们花了真的是前面6年的时间不断在努力。Though
it was the whole program lasted only a few hours, they spent really 6 years to prepare for this.
他们在01年，我不知道你们晓不晓得，我们是在01年的7月的时候。 中国取得这个奥林匹克运动会的这主办权。So
they started in 2001, July of 2001, when China Olympic Games.
在离08年还那么远的时间。So
that was what more than 7 years ago. It's still a long time ago.
他们也可以说慢慢来不及嘛。And
they could say, well, let's take it easy.
还有时间。
Well, there is plenty of time.
可是没有,
but no, they did not.
假如我们再回去, 你有机会去查考他们这个6年的大事记。
If you have time, you can browse through the internet and look at the chronicles of all the events.
从一开始他们就开始在做这筹备工作。
They started the preparation early on.
6年来没有断过。
So 6 years, they
当我看到这些事情的时候，我就想到我自己。So
when I look at these chronicles of events, I thought of myself.
我想到过去在个人在这教会传福音的大事上，真是有亏欠。And
I feel that I have fallen short in preaching the gospel in the last few years.
因为从来没有好好用心的去筹划这样一个福音的工作。For
I had not really mindfully prepared. And done my homework about preaching.
所以今年开始呢，我希望能够悔改，亡羊补牢。So
starting this year, I hope that I can start anew.
当我7月2个礼拜还在加州进修的时候。So
the 2 weeks in California, when I was studying there.
在透过。 邮件呢，电子邮件，知道就是说我们迎新会这个筹备讲员可能有问题。Through
email exchange, I found out that we may have problems with speaker for our welcoming party.
那时候我只能一方面我在上课。Though
I was taking courses.
那我只能也是安慰，也是告诉他们说没关系，反正最坏的打算就我们一起来做。
I could only tell them that, well, that's okay, don't worry. Worst comes to worst, we'll do it ourselves.
那当我这电子邮件送出去之后
，So after I sent that email，
我发现那不是一句话可以解决的问题。
I thought I found out that it's not that easy. It cannot be done by just saying it.
那我就开始在做在思考一些该做的事情。
So I continue to think about what are the things that we need to do.
那回来之后，我就跟同工们一起召开一个迎新的筹备会。
So after I came back, I had a meeting with the co-workers.
那这可能是至少是在01年，也是他们筹备的奥运到今天呢，我们第一次做的事情。
And this is the first time that we've done this kind of preparatory meeting since 2001 that I came to this church.
那在那当中呢，我们重新思考意向的问题。
So we started by thinking about our vision.
重新思考我们的宗旨。
The goals of the church.
那思考我们怎么样去达到这个迎新的目的。
And how we can achieve the goals.Through this welcome party.
在那里我们有一些的工作分配。
So we have delegated the various responsibilities to different people.
接下去我想是齐心努力，我们这所谓的万众一心。
What follows was for us to all work together.
我们需要继续持之以恒。
And be persistent about it.
我相信这样的话，迎新会才会能达到一个果效。
So that we can see the outcome, the good outcome, and results of this welcoming party.
也许过去我们没有做好。
Perhaps we did not do very well in the past.
就是今年可能也没有时间很短促，没有完全的做好。
And even this year, we may not be able to do very well either because time is short.
可是就像保罗所说的，忘记背后，努力面前。
But like Paul said, forget what is in the past.But straining forward towards the goal.
那我们希望能够一年比一年更进步。
I'm hoping that we can be better year after year.
一个期待就是我们有更多人能够得到这福音的好处。
My expectation is that more people can be blessed with the gospel.
这得救的人一年要能够比一年更增加。
And so we would have more and more people saved.Every year,
求神恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
再来，我们奔向标杆的第二件事情，就是我们要卖力的参与投入。
And the second thing, that we should do to achieve the goal is that we must diligently get involved.
刚我们在读的经文里面，在哥林多前书第九章的第十六节、十七节那里。
And in The scripture reading that we just did this morning in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 and 17.
当你在读的时候，好像有一种无奈，有没有？
As you read this passage, you feel that it was somewhat helpless.
那保罗他说，我传福音没有什么可以夸的。
Paul said, when I preach gospel, I cannot boast.
因为他说我是不得已的。
For I am compelled to preach.
你若是不传福音的话呢，我怎么样就有祸了。
He said, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
请我们注意，不要把你的这个焦点放在这一个经文上，这一节经文上。
And of course, you should not just focus on this particular verse.
盼望我们是看到第十七节。
But rather, you should also look at verse 17.
他说：“我若甘心做这件事情呢，怎么样，就有奖赏。”
He said, "If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward."
这个赏赐呢，奖赏的赏赐是什么呢
？So what is the reward?
可能你看了你会觉得，我宁可不要。
And maybe after you look at the following verses, you would say, "I rather not have such reward."
他说那个。奖赏呢，就是叫传福音的时候叫人不花钱。
He said, actually, the reward is just that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge.
我想了很久，这句话从以前到现在，我一直在思考这是什么样的奖赏，谁要啊？
So
我都一直不敢告诉你们。
I spent much time meditating on this verse. Who wants this kind of reward?
叫人不花钱，那不就你花钱吗？
And so if you can offer it free, then doesn't that mean that you have to pay for it?
其实是,
actually,
it 从一个角度, is. 的确是这样,
from some aspect, indeed, it is. You have to pay for it.
从这个奥运里面我得到一个启示,
but from the Olympic Games, I found a hint.
我发现里面这个所谓的奖赏呢, 刚刚你们读的时候,英文里面它是利用志愿, volunteer,
and didn't you, in English, the word voluntary was used.
那这个东西就是志愿者,他来参与的时候,他里头就有一种满足。
So, as one volunteers, one receives satisfaction in his heart or her heart.
不管在哪里,我发现呢,愿意做义工的或参与在这志愿做一些事情的人呢,那这样的人通常他发现他的人生更有价值,更有意义。
I find those who volunteer to do various things, they find more meaning in their lives.
从这个信仰的角度来说呢,内心更是充满了平安跟喜乐。
From the point of our view of our faith, we can see that those people, their hearts are filled with joy and peace.
那这些都是金钱你换取不到的。
And these are not replaceable
这就是,
or purchasable by money.
所以这个可以说是一种的奖赏。
And that's a reward.
这样来看的时候就发现这样的赏赐是很有意思。
So then if you look at it that way, then you will find that the rewards are very meaningful.
我发现这样的奖赏呢, 也在中国的奥运这个筹备当中来发生。
I found that such rewards, such stories also happen in Chinese Olympic Games.
就像这个法国呢，有一个运动员呢， 他曾经参加过五届的这个奥运会，一个射击的冠军的选手，他这么说。
Just like one French athletes, he had attended five Olympic Games, and he said.
他说呢，通常他们去到这个选手村里头呢，通常是一名志愿者为两三名的这些运动员来服务。He
said, he had attended five games, and he said usually when they enter the athletes' villages, usually there was one volunteer for two or three athletes.
可是在这里呢，就是在中国，他发现是两三名的志愿者。 来服务一名运动员。
But in the Beijing Games, there are two or three volunteers to serve one athlete.
有一个日本的那个广播协会的一个评论员呢，他也这么说。
So a Japanese critic in of their TV station.
然后他看到在北京呢，有众有许多的民众呢，在那个地方加油助威。
And he said that there are so many people in Beijing cheering for the game.
更是有数十万的民众投入在奥运志愿者的行列。
Hundreds of thousands of people volunteered for the game.
那不是说很痛苦，他们每一个人都为这个奥运在欢腾。
And everyone appears so joyful.
当然你可以说那中国人口多嘛。
And of course you can say
五分之一的人口。
China has so many people. Whatever you want, we have so many people to offer.
可是我相信不是只是因为人口多，
I think it's more than just the population，
而是更多人在那当中看到那个价值。
But it is the fact that people see the value and meaning of
当他参与当他投入的时候，他就得着了一个奖赏，人家没有办法明白了解的一个奖赏。
When they are involved, when they volunteer, they receive the reward that people may not understand.
我相信奥运的成功，这些志愿者呢，他们是功不可没的。
I think the success of the games must be attributable to these volunteers.
然后我相信，我们假如在做这个迎新会的时候，我们迎新会要成功的话，我们也是少不了这志愿者。
So if we want to have a successful welcome party, we must need a lot of volunteers.
其实，在刚刚我们所读的这经文16节17节那里，他所你假如注意的话，你发现你跟着马太福音，耶稣在马太福音25章还有路加19那边的教导呢，你做一个对照。
So if you read the verses 16 and 17 in 1 Corinthians, we can find that there are a lot of you can compare that to the passages in
马太25.
Matthew 25
and
Luke 19.
那个地方你只要做一个对照的话，你就发现这个是非常有意思的事情。
If you make comparison to those two passages, you can find very interesting things.
其实这两节经文可以说是那两段教训的一个浓缩。
So you can see that these two verses are the condensation of these two passages.
你可以说是主耶稣他的教训、他命令的一个延伸。
Is the extension of Jesus' command.
其实这两节经文所要表达的就是一个工作基本的一个态度问题。
And that's the that shows the basic attitude that we ought to have in working for the Lord.
有一种工作态度是因为出于责任，责任已经托付你，所以你必须做。
One kind of attitude is to do it out of the feeling of responsibility.
就好像主把那工作交给那些仆人，他说这比喻的时候，把这个工作交给这个仆人。
Just like the Lord entrusted certain tasks to his disciples.
结果当他回来的时候，发现有人没有做。
His servants, but then when he came back, he found that some did not do it.
然后这样的人就有祸了。
And woe to those who did not follow through.
等话说回来呢，不管你是自愿的也好，你是受命给你去达成任务的人，两个都好，这两方面都有责任的。
But on the other hand, whether you are given the responsibility or you volunteer, both carry with some responsibility.
那我们可以说这是一个个人的责任。
And you can say that this could be a individual responsibility.
也是一个全体的责任。
But it is also a responsibility of the entire team.
我发现当这个整个奥运会当中那些这些的志愿者集合在一起的时候
，As I see that all the volunteers got together for the game.
有一些采访里头，他们问他们说，他们觉得怎么样
？And so some journalists.Or reporters asked those volunteers how they felt.
他们觉得非常的光荣。
They felt really glorified.
我相信，当我们参与在神国大宴里面
，I'm sure as we engage ourselves, as we get involved with the Lord's kingdom's work.
虽然是责任
，though these are sort of responsibility.
我们也应该有这样的感觉，是非常荣幸的一件事情。
We should also feel honored.
那第二个工作态度就是一种甘心乐意的做。
The other types of attitude is to volunteer with joy.
甘心乐意的做的时候，我们就有一种奖赏。
And willingly, and so that we can receive the reward.
当我们带着一个顺服心来做的时候，发现神有奖赏等候。
As we volunteer to do it with a submissive heart, then we find that God trulyhas a reward for us.
从迎新会的需要来看
from the needs, from the point of view of the needs of welcoming party,
我们有短期有长期的这个需要
we know that we have the long-term and short-term needs.
我们都需要这有更多人能够来志愿来参与
we need more people to get involved.
你可以参与在接送
you can be involvedas a chaperon,
你可以参与在饭食
or providing food,
你可以参与在这个招待
and you can be involved as a greeter,
你可以参与在这个节目里面
or directly in the program,
那参与在这日后的跟进
and the follow up in the days to follow.
我不晓得你们有没有听过在奥运里头有一句名言
I don't know if you heard of this well-knownterm in the games.
他说奥运会重要的呢不是胜利，而是参与。
And they said the most important thing is not winning the prize, but to participate in the games.
然后生活的本质呢不是索取，而是奋斗。
And so the nature of life is not to seek, but to make every endeavor.
我想把这句话套用在福音上面。
So I want to use these.To share with us and to encourage all of us.
然后我觉得这迎新会重要的不是热闹，而是参与。
So the important thing about our welcoming party is not the excitement or the feast of the feast, but rather to be involved.
我相信这福音的本质呢，不是索取，我得救了，不是，而是奋斗，而是给予。
And the inherent nature of the gospel is not for us just to receive, but rather to share with others the blessings of the gospel.
因为这样我们需要各个小组，我们需要教会全体来参与。
So we need everyone, we need all the small groups to be involved.
盼望在主再来的日子，在那审判的日子，有这些忠心又良善的仆人，有更多人能够跟主人一起享受与他同在的快乐。
So as the Lord comes back again, and then all these faithful servants can rejoice with the Lord.
那最后奔向标杆的第三件事情呢，就是我们热情的欢迎、款待、接待。
So the third thing we ought to do as we press on towards the goal is to passionately welcome and receive the newcomers.
那我看到这个保罗，他好像一个变色龙一样。
So you can see that.Paul is like a, I don't know how to translate that.
那他说他像什么人就做什么人。
And so he would be like anyone that he comes across.
他好像充满了那个热情。
So he is so passionate.
然后最后一个目标就是他说不管怎么样，无论如何，我总要救一些人。
So he said, no matter what, I want to save some.
这些人没有这个种族的问题。
And it doesn't matter, regardless of the race.
没有这个肤色的问题。
Or the color.
总是要救一些人。
He wants to save people.
对于我们来说，这迎新会里面，我们要救一些人。
And so for the welcoming party, of course, our goal is to save some people.
这些人不是只有来这边念书的新同学、新生的同学。
And these are not just those.New students.
那这些人也是在我们社区当中的这些新朋友。
In fact, we ought to look at the new friends in the community as well.
假如说呢，责任是传福音的一个催化剂。
If we say that responsibility is like a catalyst of our preaching the gospel,
那我相信这热情就是我们这个传福音的一个助燃剂。
Then passion must be an accelerant.
你们都有没有烤肉过？
Have you done any barbecue?
你会发现，我缺乏热情的时候，好像你在烤肉的时候呢。
So, without the passion, it's like when during the barbecue.
前两个礼拜我们
don't have the accelerant.
前两个礼拜我们去郊，是一个礼拜、两个礼拜前，我们去郊外烤肉。
A couple weeks ago, we went for a barbecue in the countryside.
送这个文涛的父母他们离开之前
to see the parents of Wen Tao.
那时候
文涛
烤肉的时候，这个文涛的儿子。
So as we were doing the barbecue, his son.
他等不及在那个烤肉架旁边等不及，他吃了一块肉觉得很好吃。
Was waiting, impatiently for some food.
因为还没弄好。
Because the food was not ready.
他只能在眼巴巴的看，他说那是
standing by the grill.
他说那是 torture。
And he said this was a torture that he had to wait for the food.
是折磨他。
And really, it was a torture.
你想想看，哪一天你在烤肉的时候
？So imagine that someday when you are doing the barbecue.
你火好不容易升起来。
And you started the fire.
你这个肉已经在腌了很久，那很香。
And the meat is ready, is seasoned well.
你把肉放在烤架上。
And you put the meat on the grill.
突然啪嗒啷下起大雨来。
But then suddenly the rain came.
我相信你会很失望。
I'm sure you'll be so disappointed.
同样的。
By the same token.
假如我们都什么都预备好。
If we prepared everything.
缺乏那个热情。
But we did it without passion.
就好像把水浇在这个 barbecue 的那个烤肉架上。
So then it's like pouring water on the grill.
那会让我们很失望。
We would be so disappointed.
热情可以把我们精心的计划带到一个高潮。
So the passion can take our preparation, our work to the climax.
这热情可以传递，可以带动这全体一个活泼的一个气氛。
And it can pass on to all the people, and everyone would be so rejoiced.
我们看到保罗他去到哪里，那边的火就点起来。保罗去哪里，哪里就点起来。
You can see that as Paul went through.Different paths. No matter where he went, he light up the fire. Because he had passion. I hope that we focus on the goals and keep our passion alive. So that the fire of passion can continue to burn through this community. So that the fragrance of the Christ can be spread all around.
有一个在清华大学哲学系任教的一个加拿大籍的教授， 他说呢,
So there's a Canadian who is a professor at Tsinghua University's philosophy department, he said.
而北京奥运会他们的开幕式呢, 是中国自我形象重要一个转变的象征。
He said the opening ceremony of Beijing Olympics is a symbol of change for the Chinese self-image.
中国现在慢慢强大了, 所以开始重建它应该有的一个国际地位。
He said China is becoming stronger, and therefore it must start rebuild its deserving international status.
没有错，对许多国家来说， 中国人是非常神秘的。
And to a lot of people in the world, China still represents a lot of mystery.
所以因着这个奥运呢，许多人对中国人的形象就有进一步的认识跟了解。
So through the Olympics, people could hopefully get to know China better.
当我在思考这福音，我们这个迎新会的一个意义的时候。
So as I ponder upon the meaning of our welcoming party.
我觉得这个迎新会也是一个转机。
And I think the welcoming party is also an opportunity for us.
我们教会的形象过去有什么不好的，可以借这机会让它更好。
If we had a bad image of the church in the past, then through this we can change it.
然后我们有好的地方，再让它更好。
Whatever we have done right and done well, we can do even better.
盼望教会也能够在社区当中有这么一个影响力，有这么一个感染力。
So that our church can also have an effect in the community and can influence the people in the community.
在整个开幕式的当中，北京的开幕式里头有许多让我感动的地方。
So there are so many things that touched me in the opening ceremony of the games.
有一些运动员呢，在采访之前呢，接受采访的时候，他们说他们在预备的过程常常都是遭遇到挫败。
Many athletes that were interviewed by reporters said the one thing that they experienced a lot was defeat.
可是他们却没有这样倒下来。
But they did not give up.
另外他展开这个书卷呢，它的代表意义说他诉说5000年的这个中国历史。
The other thing that opened the opening of the scroll represents the telling of the 5,000 years history of China.
那另外里头有许多创意的设计，卖力的演出，全人的投入。
There were many innovative designs and tireless efforts and all these engagement.
看过各方各国人都涌进了北京。
You can see that people from all over the world, from all nations, poured into Beijing.
各国的代表都同心聚集在一起。
And all the delegates got together.
放下这些政治问题，放下所有的问题。
They set aside all the political conflicts or whatever problems that they may have with each other.
朝着他们的这个宗旨。
And they press on toward the goal.
就是叫团结和平的友谊。
And that's unification, peace, and friendship.
在那地方参加这个开幕式。
They are all participants of the opening ceremony.
我们就想到，其实我们在传福音的过程。
So as we preach the gospel.
我们也常常会遇到挫败。
We often feel defeated as well.
就是在筹备的过程也会遇到这样的经历。
Even as we prepare for certain events.
希望没有人会因为这样子倒下来。
But I'm sure nobody would want to give up.
另外，我们教会有这样责任，我们要展开这个圣经。
We have that responsibility to open the responsibility to open the scroll.
我们要向人诉说神几千年来的这个故事。
To tell the story of God's kingdom for the last many thousand years.
盼望我们每一个人是能够各尽其职, 我们有这些创意的这个设计, 哦,卖力的摆上,我们全人投入。
So I hope that every one of us will be willing to offer innovative design and tireless involvement and to prepare God's people for the works of service.
盼望在教会的未来有各国各地方来人都可以涌进来这个教会。
So people from all nations can pour into this church.
在这个整个迎新的过程里，没有人分别啊，这个你我，我们是各个小组，我们群同心聚集在一起。
So in the welcoming party, then all the groups would be involved together.
然后我们在这儿一起来参加这个迎新会。
To join this party.
为了是让人得到福音的好处。
So that we can share the blessings of gospel.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters and brothers,
你会来响应这福音的奥运吗？
Are you willing to participate in the Olympics of Gospel?
我们教会迎新会是在8月30号。
Our welcoming party is set on August 30th.
盼望我们在那时候可以展开这南湾的奥运。
I hope that at that moment we can like an opening we can have like an opening ceremony of MCCC's Olympics.
那我们可以 直奔着福音的标杆,
so that we can press on towards the goal of gospel.
福音的奥运呢,活动,这不是一次性而已。
And this is not just a one-time event.
我们要继续不断地做。
But it's an event that we have to continue. It's something that we have to continue.
我们要看到更多人归在主的名下。
We want to see more people to belong to the name of the Lord.
所以盼望神激励我们的心。
I hope that God will encourage us.
在迎新会虽然有结束的时候,
though there will be an ending of the welcoming party.
可是我们能够相约,
but we would make sure that we will see each other again.
愿神的旨意能够行在地上。
May God's will be carried on earth.
愿更多的人,
as it is in heaven.
就像主所传递的个大使命一样,
just like the Great Commission.
让这福音传遍在地上,
so that the gospel can be preached around the world.
好吧, 我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神,
Heavenly Father, we come before you again.
我们求主你自己的灵来做感动的工作。
Lord, we ask that your spirit touch us.
在传福音的事情上面, 你激励我们。
In a matter of preaching the gospel, we hope that you continue to encourage us.
求主你自己帮助我们能够, 肩负这样的一个使命。
Help us so that we can take up this responsibility.
我们被主你自己爱所激励。
So as we are encouraged by your love,
我们要, 出于内心, 自发性的邀请人, 进到神的国。
And we shall volunteer wholeheartedly.
求你的灵贯穿在我们当中。
May your spirit thread through all our hearts.
使我们能够团结在一起,
so that we can be united together to accomplish the goal for you.
祷告, 交托,
we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.